works, great. But what we know will happen, or what has happened, is the $18 an hour employee leaves. So we rehire, let's say, at $10, so you have $8 to play with. Well, instead of saving that $8, they disperse raises. And that's happened. So we have to be careful, and you know, the problem is once we put the money in the budget, the commission has no control. And so now we can take control by individually line item, and you know, those discussions and at state level, or as far as different meetings we go to how to maintain control. And we can have employees be a specific budget, and then now all of a sudden you can't change. Does that make sense? If you make each one a line item, but that's an accounting nightmare. We don't want to do that. We want to be able to rely on each other to work together. So that's an idea. It's been discussed. We've talked about it. The fear is will it actually be implemented? And so if you guys will all say, yeah, we'll implement it, then, you know, people have talked about policies. I remember whenever I first came in office, it might have been the second year, we came up with some new policies of some different things, and we had elected officials tell us, well, that's a good policy, but I'll just use it as a recommendation. I might not actually do it. And we can't force, I mean, again, the commission, if we make a policy, we can't make the elected officials do it. And that was brought, you know, that was pretty much flat out told to me. And I already knew it. But with that attitude, nothing's going to get solved. And so we just need to make sure that we are, again, aware of the issues, and then work together on solutions. As far as a 5, 10, 20-year plan, I mean, there's some things that will, the judicial bond will be paid off, so we'll have that law enforcement tax, so some thoughts with that. That'll take a huge stress off of GCR. So, but it sunsets around the same time as the judicial bond is paid off. So there's just some things that we need to look at in the future. So there is some light at the end of the tunnel, if you will. But we've got to get there, and we've got to get certain things to continue on. So, but again, I know you guys are asking questions. Is there more discussion? I kind of want more. I feel like we're having to draw it out of you.
In the statement that Commissioner Williams just made in regard to the law enforcement tax, that's why it's vital that when that comes up, that we do something for that to continue on. If it doesn't, then that's going to put more of a strain on GCR, and we will be hurting very much then. But that's something to be dealt with in the future years.
But that is in
2022, it sunsets.
I think they've talked about doing that earlier, Jim, and I think that's customary. You know, we just passed the road and bridge tax not very long ago, and it wasn't up for at least another year or so.
It needs to be done several years before.
We also have the sewer sales tax that's in the same situation, and we will need to go after that again fairly soon, I think. And Brad's talked to me about that, and I know he's talked to the commission about that too. Those things are all things that are really important. You know, what for me, and I think for the commission, one of the reasons that we had this meeting is we want everybody to know where we're at, and, you know, yeah, is the county financially unhealthy? No. But we realize that we have to make some changes, and we've got to get those things straightened out. And we want the public to realize that we need the sales taxes that are there, and you know, would love to see, for some reason or other, another eighth of the cent sales tax on the ballot sometime in the near future for general county revenue.
For general county revenue or for law enforcement?
For general county revenue.
Well, which?
Law enforcement is a part of law enforcement is a part of general county revenue.
That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Chuck, do you have a question?
Yes. Well, the schedule and when we all approve the budget, or when will we all be done with it, so to speak?
Once. Let me do them one at a time. But he wants to know when the approval date is. I think it's scheduled for next Friday, right?
29th.
The 22nd, yeah. This Friday becomes, it's an open hearing to the public. Then the next Friday, it's the final approval.
And the other question?
Raises.
I'll let them address that. I don't want to talk about it. Here's my real dilemma, and I'll just say it right now, right in front. You know, I feel like our employees are the most important thing that we have here. And yet financially, when I look at our books, I say, somebody says, comes in and says, hey, I've got some money left in my budget, should I give a raise? And I, some of you have done that. I know some of you have been, and I said, I don't think you should. I know your commission struggles with that too, because they know both sides of it. So I'll let them answer. And there's your answer.
the thing we have to be careful with there is there are funds and with other taxes that are healthy enough to do it. It is delicate. It is. There's a couple different thoughts, and I don't know that we've come to 100% decision on it yet.
Yeah, we're going to need to have some more discussion.
And I don't know, make sure everybody understands what he's saying. There's different funds. Chuck actually is a separate fund. He's not a part of General County Revenue. And the assessor's fund, which he does all his expenditures and revenues out of, is actually pretty healthy right now. So in his department, they could give raises. But if those people get raises and the other people in the courthouse don't get raises, you understand the problems that it causes, I think. So that's what they're dealing with, too.
To me, on what I have been told and stuff, if we can keep $6 million in that reserve, then I think we can maintain good health. And from what I've been told, that's the way I'm looking at it, $6
million. The industry changes all the time. As far as accounting procedures, they will tell you keep 3 months operational expenses. That's what the accounting fee will tell you. We have customarily shot for at least 6 months. And $6 million would be, that's borderline 6 months operational expenses for sure. So that's why she says $6 million. I would love to see that, and Brandon and I kind of argue about this sometimes. I think that the commission ought to have a policy, whether you guys follow it or not. That's your problem. It really is. If there's a policy and it's a good policy, you should be following it. If you don't, that's your. So I think the commission should have a fund balance policy, where they say, if we're above $6 million, we're storing this for what, capital improvement or something. So, we don't want to be just keeping the money and not paying our employees the right way. If we're below $6 million, we do this, because that's below where we need to be. So I'd like to see them have a fund balance policy for every one of the major funds. Yes, Donna. Donna,
$700,000 or more out of that fund balance each year, so we're not growing, we're going the other way. So by 2023, when the law enforcement fund is done, you may not have any money in reserve other than what you're required to have by statute. Is that right? Is that what you're
I see that before 2023 at the rate we're going right now.
I do too. That's why we're letting everyone know. We have just all got to work together. And I will have meetings after this, but I hope I was understanding that we were going to try to leave what we're looking. There'll be maybe some changes, but looking at there, knowing that if all of that was spent, except what the $1,750,000, what we would end up with, and that we've got to everything that we spend. It's your budget at home that you know you've got so much money, and when you buy something, determine if what is the best value for this, and can we do this a different way, that we just all work together to try to conserve what we've got so that, and then I don't know that we intend to go with that here, but when the law enforcement tax sunsets, not when, but long before that, we're looking at of what we need to do, how we need to let the people know you want a good law enforcement, you want to maintain the good law enforcement, I don't mean that, and that we're going to need to continue to get the people behind to continue that tax, to not, if everything that's out of that had to come out of GCR, I think we've already made that statement, we would be hurting. So bottom line, we just all, in my opinion, need to all work together so that when we come to this next year, we can be proud that we've went a different direction.
You know, one thing a lot of people don't realize whenever you start talking about that jail tax is how many people we keep in jail.
Yes.
You know, right now we're running an average daily around 200. Hopefully, can think we still have 30, 40 inmates in there. You know, I wish we did. That'd make things a whole lot easier. But we've been running around 200. And that's not the fault of the judge. You know, it just, the system just gets so plugged up that
Jim, I was reading on the national average.
What about the prosecutor? How can we throw him under the bus?
There's many different reasons.
And on the national average right now, I think the jail population, they said it had it doubled in the last 5 years, I think.
If you look before that, it did the same thing.
So, when we have opportunity.
We house a few from now and then from Lawrence County, but that's about the only other county we're housing from.
But keep in mind that is a revenue source.
Yeah, that's scary right. For me because I think I have quite a bit budgeted in there from other counties right now. Yeah.
Well, what we have is the deal with Branson.
And the other thing is the inmates are constantly getting more.
Progressively worse.
They're, not only are they worse, what you have to furnish them to, Jimmy could name a few things, but.
Of course, the food is a continual, we rebid that in order to try to save some money this coming year.
The wear and tear on the facility.
Right.
It's unreal.
The electronics in the facility, of course, we're nearing the end of that, so we're having to look at that situation where. The health contract for this year is $300,000 for the inmates. The food is $220,000, from my memory, on the numbers on that. So there's over $500,000 just in those two items for inmates.
And the moral of the story is if anyone asks you how they can help the county, tell them to raise good, moral people. That's what it takes.
Exactly.
Have you got money?
That's my point.
Chances are we're not going to.
But we will look at ways to improve, like, say, this building. If the commission agrees, there's, you know, companies that will look at it and tell us, without any cost to us, what we could do to improve our utility bill and so forth. And then if we can afford to do what they say, that would be a capital improvement where it may take your total down this year, but it may help it the next year and in the future. Am I speaking out of turn on that?
No.
And back to the juvenile question, we are going to have to someday deal with the juvenile detention and take care of our kids here in Taney County instead of shipping them to other counties. It's coming.
Especially if the bill passes from 17 to 18 years old.
Yeah, they're going to increase the jurisdiction on juveniles to 17. That's going to...
Or up to, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to bring in a whole new population.
It's going to require more services than what we have to provide for...
And transport.
Somebody had a question on them.
Are y'all kind of expecting that we'll ask for renewal of the law enforcement tax?
Yes.
That's a must, in my opinion.
When does that come up?
It sunsets end of 22, I think.
December 22, yes. Our last payment is in 23, but we'll have enough revenue left over to make that payment.
And still have a little bit in the fund at the rate we're going at, because we are using some of those funds for the maintenance of the building.
About 400.
Chuck, you're just full of questions.
I am, I'm sorry.
That's good.
Good.